Well, hello, guys. Now, I've got a Peroni in my hand. Nice and chilled. So I'm cooking with gas, as they say. Not allowed to, really. Anyway, here's two Femon boxers. And apparently they had a fight or something, and the one on the right actually, I believe, won. Not a fight. It was a professional fight, you know. But they kind of liked each other. And after 2 years, yep, they got married. Yep, I know this is really an exciting news item here, guys. You see, that's the trouble with Femon sports. They always seem to make it about them and not the sport. Take a soccer player or a football player. People really aren't interested who they're banging or what cleansing routine they use or what the colour he likes. They're interested in whether he can throw the ball, kick the ball, score a goal, do a punt. What the hell is that? And anyway, watching Femon sports is like watching male sports, just at a slower speed. They won't like that one. Anyway, in my day, when Femons liked Femons, sexually as well, we used to call them lesbians. And you can kind of always tell them because when they were walking along, one of them was always trying to be the man. You know, they had their hair cut short, they maybe wear sort of guy's clothes, try to walk like a guy, try to appear tough. I always found it kind of funny because I thought that's why they were lesbian in the first place, to kind of get away from guys. But I think it was nature's way of trying to replace what wasn't there and was supposed to be. So if these two Femons decide they want to have a baby, how the hell are they going to do it? I mean, there is ways nowadays, of course. But as you know, Femons think differently than males. And this baby will have two female parents. So they would only get the female ideology, if you know what I mean. One side of the coin. And when they grow up, they really won't be ready for the society we're living in, or very well adapted to it. The best adjusted children that grow up to adapt well to society are the ones that are brought up by a male and a female. And funny enough, even single parent fathers do rather well at raising a child that is well adapted to society. Single feminine parents don't fare very well. For me, it's just natural. It takes a male and a female to make a child. You can't make one without the other. And the only reason it's possible now is because of the leaps we made in science. But go against nature at your own peril. Femons all trying to pretend to be males now. Isn't working out too goddamn well, is it? You know, in the end, nature will always have its way. I just wish it would goddamn hurry up. Anyway, gotta get another beer. Take it easy.